بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one life in this world. No person has been given any a second life or another opportunity in this world. Every single person comes into this world. That's the only opportunity we have. It's only one life in this world. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste of death. Every Nabi that came, he also spends his life. He passes away, like that every person comes in this world, writes his examination that Allah Ta'ala has put us into. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created life, Allah has created death. Allah wants to test you, Allah wants to see how good we are in actions. So no person will be given a chance also, once he's in the Akhirah, to come back into this world. All of us are travelers, we all are musafireen. We are musafirs in this world. We are moving to a destination. Our ultimate goal, our destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The jannah that Allah ta'ala has promised the believers. And I mentioned the dua previously. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua. Inna nas'aluka, Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wallah, we seeking your pleasure and we seeking jannah. That is our destination. That is our ultimate goal. That is our maqsad. We're moving on this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every moment is precious. Every moment is valuable. Every second we lose, not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment that we spend in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is going to cause a loss in this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be a loss in our examination that we are writing and we have been placed in this world. And therefore the Salafi Saliheen, they would feel embarrassed. كانوا يستحيون. They would feel embarrassed, they would feel ashamed. They would regret if their day to day in actions was just like the day that preceded today. In other words, if the actions they did today were same like yesterday, and they did not increase any more amal salih, any more good deeds, then that will cause them pain and embarrassment. They would have so much of embarrassment and haya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that each day that came, they would try to better that day in good actions. And if the day was exactly the same as the previous day, then that would cause them regret and remorse. Look at our day and how we spent it today and yesterday. If the amal salihah were not equal, Allah forgive us, perhaps we did lesser today than even yesterday. But the pious servants of Allah, the friends of Allah, each day they would try and better and improve the good deeds. One new good deed they would do. The great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, the caliber of Sahabi he was, we mentioned previously also, that Rasulullah had mentioned regarding him, that the feet of Abdullah bin Mas'ud will be heavier than the Mount of Uhud on his scales in the day of Qiyamah. But he would say, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدَمِي عَلَى يَوْمٍ غَرَبَتْ فِيهِ شَمْسُهُ وَنَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِيدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. He says, I would regret on that day where the sun had set, the day came to an end. My lifespan had decreased, but my good actions did not increase. That day would be a very sad day for me. So these were the Salafi Saliheen. They would try to better and improve each day in their life in good deeds. And of course, they would stay away from all evil deeds. In this dunya, a person who does an atom's weight of good deed, small, little bit, whatever, how tiny it may be, equivalent to a little tiny atom, that too, it will be beneficial for him on the day of Qiyamah. So in this world, we are given a chance to do a'mal salihah. So we'll do good deeds, big deeds, and even a tiny good deed, that also is precious on the day of Qiyamah. But in the akhirah, when there be no a'mal, no actions whatsoever. Now if you bring the whole world full of gold also, and you try and ransom yourself, and you try to bring this in lieu of some good deed, that will not be accepted. Allah mentions regarding the kuffar, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, that these people who leave this world, the disbelievers, who pass away, and on the day of Qiyamah, even if they bring the whole world full of gold to ransom themselves, it will not be accepted from them. So the chance is now in this world. In the akhirat, it's only hisab, no reward or punishment. There's no amal. Dunya, there is a chance to make amal. In dunya, there's a chance to repent. In dunya, the person has a chance to make amends and ask Allah for forgiveness. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that a person, a believer, should continuously make tawbah and istighfar. And he says, a person came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He says, الرجل يذنب ثم يستغفر ثم يذنب ثم يستغفر ثم يذنب ثم يستغفر. A man comes, he commits sins, and then he makes tawbah, istighfar, and then again he falters, and again he makes a sin, he commits a sin, and again he repents, and again he commits sin, and again he repents. What should he do? Should he stop making istighfar? Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu anhu says, no. For yes, he should yastaghfiru abadan, continuously making istighfar, until hatta yakuna shaytanu huwa al-khasira, until shaytan himself, he becomes a loser and he gives up, and then he tells the person, la taqata li alayk, I got no power over you now. So each time a person makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. I mentioned this hadith previously, the shaitan had taken a vow, a qasam, on the jalal, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the grandeur and supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that as long as man has life, has ruh in his body, I will still try to lead him astray. I'll make him commit sins, I'll make him disobey you, O Allah. He takes a qasam on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then takes a qasam on his own kibriya and zat, on his own majesty and supremacy and loftiness. And Allah says, as long as man has ruh, his life in himself, I will never shut the doors of tawbah for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to improve our lives in this world, to better our good deeds, to stay away from evil deeds. We commit a sin, immediately resort to tawbah, istighfar. Have that nadama, the regret for having committed that sin. Abandon that sin. Promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala genuinely, sincerely, to the best of our ability, that we will not go back to the sin. If again it happens that we become weak and overpowered and we commit the sin, again with the same conditions, make that sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat in the Quran, when talking about doing good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Allah uses the word, سَابِقُوا, سَارِعُوا, سَابِقُوا, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسُوا. So these are the words which Allah has used. Hadith, Rasulullah said, بَادِرُوا. All these words mean the person should hasten. He should hurry. He should do these things quickly. What? Attaining Jannat. Attaining the maghfirat of Allah. Doing good deeds. Do not delay. Do not procrastinate. This is what shaitan makes us do. Do it tomorrow. Do it next week. You can think about it in future. You're still young. When you grow older, you can change your life. Enjoy yourself now. All the other youngsters are chilling. They're all enjoying themselves on a Saturday night, weekend, holidays. How happy they are. Why are you trying to change your life now? Shaitan will make you procrastinate. So that you completely forget that good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, commands us, wasari'u, hasten, rush, move quickly. So Allah ta'ala give us all of us tawfiq and hidayat. We have nafs and shaitan. These are our two enemies. We'll keep on trying to entice us, lure us, to mislead us, to make us feel weak, to make us feel lazy, to abandon that good deed, not to make tawbah istighfar, not to read our salat, not to read our tilawat and dhikr. The last majlis we had, we explained the importance of how dhikrullah, it chases away shaitan. When adhan is called out, shaitan flees. He comes back when namaz starts, iqama is given, again he runs away. He cannot bear to hear the name of Allah being sounded. This is shaitan. He will take us toward all these haram pleasures. His entire life we look at. It's only entertainment, enjoyment. Allah has said it is la'ib and lahu. It is an amusement. A small child plays with toys. We are adults and we are also playing with the toys of this world. And the day will come, when the day of Qiyamah comes, or the maut comes, and the entire life in this world, which is just an amusement, everything comes to an end. Now you would get not even a second to write out the right answers. The time has expired for the examination. It's over, and now is the time for either person will get rewarded, or he'll get punished. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exhorted us, wasari'u, hasten towards good deeds. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, that each day we must improve our amal salihah. Each day we have to check our nafs, we have to check our heart. Is my heart becoming good, or is it becoming bad? The hadith we mentioned before, ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan, إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. In the body, there is a piece of flesh. In this piece of flesh, it is sound. There is no malice in this heart of ours. There is no filth in this heart of ours. There is no ghairullah in this heart of ours. There is no jealousy, pride, ujab, vanity. We look down upon the other people. We feel we are the most pious. We feel we are. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are very, very pious. We are very good. We have taqwa in our hearts. We are the dhakireen. So we look down upon others. We belittle other people. Look down upon them. This man, he's a useless. He's a gunegar. He's a sinner. Or she's like a loose woman. And we use all these type of words. We look into our heart. Have we got sincerity, ikhlas? Or are we doing things for show? For name, for fame. All these things will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart has to be cleansed. It has to be pure. It has to be qalbi salim, as we mentioned recently also. It has to be pure from shirk, kufr, nifaq, from that haram pleasures of this world, from greed, from anger, from pride, all these spiritual maladies. So if it is pure, if it is sound, it is good, then the entire body will become good. The eye will see that which is halal. The eye won't move towards a haram. It won't look at, cast a lustful glance at some haram. The tongue won't speak evil. The tongue will speak good words. The body will not consume haram. The hands won't go towards haram. The feet won't take a person towards haram. But if the heart becomes evil, the entire body becomes corrupt. Mashaykh have mentioned, but if this heart becomes bad, إِذَا فَسَدَ الْقَلْبِ, and the temperament of the person, then the temperament of the person also becomes fasid. His mizad also becomes fasid. His aqal also becomes fasid. His intelligence, his brains also become corrupt. Now he'll move towards haram things. And not only that, he will gain lazzat. He will gain enjoyment in haram. So whether it is prostitution, whether it is homosexuality, whether it is drugs or alcohol, Allah protect all of us from it. Now because his entire heart has become so corrupt, he gains enjoyment in those haram things. But if the heart is sound, pure, his mizaj, his temperament will be pure. His aqal will be saleem. He will think correctly. He won't go towards evil. And if he's tempted, immediately will say, Inni akhafullah. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are things that we have to remind ourselves day in and day out. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. Mudawaman kisat. Regularly. Not just on a Thursday or on a Monday or a Friday or just once in a while. Every single day, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. That your tongue should be moist, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah give us a pure heart, a sound heart, a clean heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that every day of our life becomes a better day in good a'mal and gaining the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the previous day. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sayyid al-Rushari.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے اللہ ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اللہ ہم کمزور ہم ضعیف ہے اللہ اللہ وی ہیو یو ویک سرونٹس بائے اللہ یا اللہ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ ٹو مینی سنز بائے اللہ یا اللہ ان دی ڈارکنس اف دی نائٹ ان براڈ ڈے لائٹ وی کمیٹڈ سنز بائے اللہ اے مائی مالک کریم رحیم اللہ یو آر واچنگ اس بائے اللہ یا اللہ یو آر ویل اوے اف آل دی سنز وی ہیو کمیٹڈ بائے اللہ یا اللہ یو آر غفار الذنوب Sattar al-Uyub. Ya Allah, you conceal our sins. You forgive us our sins, my Allah. You are so kind and loving, my Allah. You don't expose us, my Allah. You don't humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah to you, my Allah. Grant us tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, we feel that nadamat and that pain and regret, my Allah, for committing the sins, my Allah. You have bestowed so many ni'mats and bounties upon us, my Allah. You have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, without any effort from our side, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you. You have given us hidayat and iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it wasn't your grace and favors upon us, my Allah,
we would not have got iman. May Allah, Allah do not snatch away this iman from us now, may Allah. Allah make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman, may Allah. Protect our iman, may Allah. Allah, protect our iman, may Allah. Help us to preserve our iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummah of your beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the greatest of all the Anbiya, alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the greatest of all the ummahs, may Allah. You actually made us in this ummah, may Allah. We make shukr to you for that also, may Allah. And oh, may Allah, you provided air to us for breathing, may Allah. You have given us food, may Allah, clothing, shelter, so many bounties. We cannot enumerate all these bounties, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, despite you giving us so many bounties, may Allah, we are still disobedient to you, may Allah. We are still ungrateful, may Allah. Make us grateful servants, may Allah. Make us become nek and salih, may Allah. Make us become pious, may Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Allah, humari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. Wazakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Allah grant all of us sitting here tonight, may Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, may Allah. Grant us afiyat in our lives. Give us afiyat in dunya and akhirat, may Allah. Give us afiyat in our deen, may Allah. Allah give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaad. Give us the sweetness of imhan, may Allah. Allah make us enjoy begging from you, may Allah. Give us the sweetness of sajda before you, may Allah. The sweetness of dua and ibadat, may Allah. Allah protect all of us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen, may Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Allah, so many in hospitals, may Allah. Undergoing operations, may Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, may Allah. You are Ash-Shafi, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. So many have left this world, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant all their family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, Maulana Abu Bakr who passed away today, the accident, may Allah. Ya Allah, you grant him jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many others have become shaheed, so many others have passed away. Allah, make them maghfirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us also die with iman. Give us more in Madinah Sharif, may Allah. Baril jannatul baqi, may Allah. Grant the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The holy kothur water from Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, ya Allah. Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those fitnas that will come from now till Qiyamah, may Allah. Protect us, protect our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, may Allah. Our spouses, may Allah. Our relatives, may Allah. Our mashayikh and students, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, may Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, may Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, may Allah. Jama'at striving in your path, may Allah. Ya Allah, send your nusrat upon them, may Allah. Ya Allah, mashayikh making efforts in the khankas, may Allah. Ya Allah, in the darul rooms, makatib, madaris, may Allah. Ya Allah, different organizations, ya Allah, whatever good work they are doing, accept it, may Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas. Grant us sincerity and maqbooliyat, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, may Allah. We have raised our hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, you know the whisperings of every person in his heart. Allah, whatever hajat he has, may Allah. Whatever he wants from you, may Allah. Whatever she wants from you, may Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الهم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله. The ummah is going through great difficulties and pain, may Allah. Ya Allah, young masoom children, may Allah. Ya Allah, they got no food, may Allah. They've got no water to drink, by Allah. In so many countries in the world, by Allah. Ya Allah, they don't have a decent meal for days on end, by Allah. Allah, when you have given us plentiful, by Allah. A Malik, Ya Allah, a Malik, a Kareem, Ya Allah. Make us true Zakireen and Shakireen, by Allah. Give us qanaat and contentment in our lives, by Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive the ummah. Help the ummah. Guide the ummah, may Allah. Be pleased with the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, so many people requested du'as. Answer also the jaiz murads. Hazirin ghaibin sabki du'a qabool. Farma, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ja'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.